This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Good morning, everybody, and a happy Friday to you. I'm Jason Mackey, and this is your Mackey's First 10, is what we settled on for a name of this show. In the first 10 minutes, sort of talking about all things Pittsburgh sports, although it will be concentrated on events that I am at tonight. Well, I'm talking to you from PPG Paints Arena, where the Penguins disposed of the, let's see, who did they play? The Detroit Red Wings. 6-5 in overtime. Erik Karlsson got the game winner. I wrote my column about Sidney Crosby. Not sure I could think of a better topic the way Sid has played this entire season, but especially over this stretch run here as the Penguins have resuscitated their season, picking up a big 2 points here tonight. Obviously, a lot of reasons went into this, but the biggest one, Sidney Crosby, and that's what I want to talk about here. But first, I want to remind you that we're brought to you, as always, by the North Shore Tavern. If you love baseball, if you love hockey, if you love any sport, really, you'll love the North Shore Tavern. The wall interior, it's wall-to-wall pirates. There are other things there as well, including appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. All right, Pittsburgh's home for playoff hockey for a long time has centered around number 87. And it seems like we're back in that spot, right? Boy, I mean, there's a lot of elements that went into this one, right? We can pick it apart. And Brian Rust was fantastic. We went through the big game Brian Rust part of this. And, you know, just a fabulous pass to Sidney Crosby. It has a key role on Drew O'Connor's goal. And Brian Rust just absolutely outstanding. Really impressed with some of the growth that he has shown. Alex Nedeljkovic started in goal again. I don't remember the last time he has not played. It's been 10 in a row. The Penguins are still seemingly finding ways to win. They're also sort of half finding ways to lose. Got a little hairy in the third period. It was not Erik Karlsson's best, but made the dumber joke that he totally redeemed himself. I want to talk about Crosby, though. And I'm so impressed by Sid, what he's done. I wrote and had some fun with the wrestling match he had in this one with Ben Sherratt. From the Red Wings, and I didn't know Sid was a wrestler, but that was quite impressive. They get engaged in a board battle, and Sid goes for the two-point takedown, gets it. But, you know, to me, that just says what we've seen with Crosby all along. He's reaching some really incredible milestones. As a three-point night, scores a goal. He's now reached 1,000 assists, cracked the top 10 all-time in NHL scoring, passing Phil Esposito. Next up, Joe Sakic. Beyond that, Mario Lemieux. I liked what Mike Sullivan said in terms of what Sidney Crosby is doing and the milestones he's reaching. They're self-explanatory, which is true. You're not reaching and pulling these weird, obscure facts or numbers. I mean, he is in the elite of the elite. I don't need to tell you guys that. You know that. We've seen it. I've covered it a lot. It's always fun to watch, though. And as we've watched these Penguins, to me, you can't get any higher marks for leadership than you get with Crosby. Nedeljkovic kind of talked about this a little bit and just how amazed he was with what Crosby does on the ice. He called him a man on a mission. In my time on the beat, I remember looking at Crosby in the playoffs and, you know, other guys are kind of skating around, just getting loose, and Crosby's firing shots from a circle. He's super intentful, I guess would be the way to put it, but just such a master at this and plays his best when the stakes are the highest. Yes, the Penguins have had other things happen to get them into playoff position. I'm not silly enough to think that it is just one thing. But when your one thing is Sidney Crosby playing at the level that he's playing at, how can anybody do anything but that? I asked Brian Rust kind of what his view was of Crosby getting in a wrestling match and showing the emotion. And Rust said a couple times that we see it. He's just carrying this team. You can't help but follow behind him. And that's exactly true. The last time I was here, Sid reached 40 goals for the third time in his career, the first time since 16-17. And then we talked about the earlier milestones. Just so impressive. So impressed with Sid. And curious to see where this goes, man. They've absolutely put themselves in the conversation for something really, really exciting. Three games to go. I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but if they keep playing this hockey, there's definitely some Mike Sullivan, I think, called them teachable moments after this, and there are. And there's going to be an interesting question when you get Tristan Jarry in there. Obviously, want to fix some third period stuff, a little bit sloppy, how they defend, how they handle the puck, all that stuff. I thought overtime was a lot better for the Penguins. Certainly. So a lot of questions moving forward. But one thing that the Penguins certainly don't have to worry about is what they do for leadership, what things look like at the top. Sidney Crosby has been absolutely fantastic, has been for the entire season. It's a tough crowd when you start talking about the Hart Trophy and MVP and best player and all this stuff. And, you know, Sid's not going to win it. I don't think that's the case. But for those of us who have watched it, you can't sit here and tell me that there's anybody even close to as impactful as Sidney Crosby has been on the Penguins this season. And it's been, again, totally fun to watch. I know in my role, I get to personalize this stuff a little bit more, and I consider it nothing short of an honor to get to cover him, to get to talk to him, to get to chronicle all of this stuff. It's really special. We're watching amazing stuff, and I hope that you all are enjoying it as much as I am. So anyway, we'll get back to some Penguins stuff on Saturday with the Bruins. In the meantime, some other stuff going on around Pittsburgh sports that I've been keeping track of. Did a story, today's column earlier in the day on Charlie Batch and the Best of the Batch Foundation. I was out at that as they officially unveiled their clubhouse in Homestead. Really impressive place. I would urge you to check out that column. Going to be meeting up with Troy Polamalu later today about an event he's doing in Pittsburgh. We've written about it a little bit. Going to ask Troy a couple questions in addition to that about his place at the Steelers legacy. That's obviously important. Not here, but across on the other side of the state, the Pirates played. They lost again. Jared Jones, kind of a tough one for him. I don't think he pitched poorly. I think we're continuing to see with Jared Jones that he absolutely belongs at this level, but the Pirates need to get a little bit of offense. I think that's something that, you know, we've been waiting to kick into gear. Didn't get it today with Ranger Suarez. Was really, really good. But, you know, you look at some called third strikes were an issue. Strikeouts period were an issue. Outfield communication has been an issue. Obviously, that's not on the offensive side. But, you know, again, really impressed with Jared Jones. Just want to see some other stuff there. Also, in the news department, they activated Colin Holderman from the taxi squad, sent Carmen Majinski to AAA, or basically ended his rehab assignment there. Derek Shelton saying he's got to pitch his way back on the club. Was a little bit surprised something Shelton said on his radio show about they're going to stick with David Bednar. And that caught me by surprise. I wanted to opine on that for a little bit. I don't love that move. And I know I caught some flack on Twitter for saying fans shouldn't boo David Bednar, and I wholeheartedly agree with that. I, by and large, don't like to get in the business of telling people whether to boo, whether to not boo, or whatever, but I didn't feel it was warranted with David Bednar. That being said, he has not pitched well. You have Aroldis Chapman, and I'm a little bit surprised that Shelton said what he said about that if there's a save situation, David Bednar will automatically be out there. If you rewind back a little bit before David Bednar was David Bednar, Derek Shelton went into this thing really not wanting to commit to a closer, was being okay with doing it situationally. You sign Aroldis Chapman for $10.5 million. I'm not sure why in this situation right now you're not using him if you need to close a game. I mean, that's why you paid him that money. He has a lot of experience in that role. Maybe do it based on matchups. If you have a lot of lefties, go bring Chapman in. That's fine. A lot of righties, maybe you go the other way. But for right now, they need to concentrate on getting David Bednar right. And I was a little bit surprised that no matter what, it's going to be Bednar in the ninth. If that goes poorly, what happens at that point? That's the question that I ask. I don't know. I like a lot of what the Pirates have done so far. But that one kind of caught me by surprise. So, well, we've got a couple other things going on in Pittsburgh sports here in the next couple of days, one of which is the Blue Gold game. It was over at Pitt this week. I wanted to talk about that just briefly, and you probably saw the draft. Chris Carter did a story on that, as well as Abby Schnabel from coverage on the South side. But I'd be curious to see what happens in the Blue Gold game, who performs well. They've got some young defensive linemen. Sincere Edwards is one of them, who has been turning heads in spring practice. I'm also curious to see what happens at quarterback. Watch Nate Yarnell a little bit. Eli Holstein is another one who I'll be very interested to see what the offense can do. The scrimmages thus far, the defense has had an advantage. They have a little bit more continuity on that side of the ball. But Cade Bell's offense, I really like what I've been hearing and what I heard over there about guys learning more, getting more in position, understanding what he's wanting to do. This is not an easy system to pick up by any stretch, but the more progress the Panthers can make in spring ball, the better. I think we'll learn a lot on Saturday for that. The Steelers continue to have draft prospects there. I think that's an interesting discussion that we'll get into a little bit more, whether they should take a center, whether they should take a tackle, what you do with wide receiver, how you address cornerback. I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of routes you can go. We'll dig into that a little bit more. But right now, I mean, the topic on my mind, the topic on your minds is probably the Penguins. Do they get in? Can they get in? What sort of threat are they? And, you know, it's not perfect by any stretch, but they're really lucking out and having an opportunity here. And they're, for the most part, capitalizing on it. We'll see if they can get going over the weekend against the Bruins. As always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Make sure you like and subscribe. You can get all of our content on our YouTube channel from many of our reporters and other columnists here. And yeah, thank you very, very much for watching. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.